American Outdoor Brands Corporation, the gun company formerly known as Smith & Wesson, held its annual shareholders meeting Tuesday. The meeting was webcast, but in Hamden and Bridgeport, a group of unusual shareholders met up to listen. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, these shareholders are shaking things up.
Carol Wade is 75 years old. She goes to church, and over the summer, she bought her first share from a major gun manufacturer.
We need to invest in this corporation in order to be able to vote and make a difference. And it was very hard for me to do that. I had never thought in all the world that I would ever buy a share of a gun stock. If you would have asked me that last year, I would have thought, oh my gosh, no.
Her single share costs about $12. If you buy a share, then you're allowed to vote. Wade and other shareholders at the meeting voted for resolution number 4. The proposal would require the company to release a report that discloses if they're tracking violent events that involve the guns they make and if they're actively researching how to produce safer guns and gun products. The resolution passed, and the company's leadership wasn't pleased.
Our position, the proposal 4, is one that we believe was politically motivated, and which represented a debate that belonged not at our annual meeting and proxy, but in the legislature.
That's the voice of the company's CEO, James Debney. He's also a top donor to the NRA. Matt McDermott is a local shareholder who voted for the proposal. As lead organizer for Congregations Organized for New Connecticut, he's been bringing the idea to local churches and community members.
The two publicly traded gun companies in the United States have now had their shareholders pass resolutions calling on the company to pay more attention and take account of gun violence.
McDermott says they're not looking to put gun companies out of business, but they do want to make the gun industry do its part when it comes to safety and accountability. AOBC has to issue its report by February 2019. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.